And good afternoon and welcome to Open Diary Podcast. I am your host, Johanna Brutus, and I have been telling you about my journey for two seasons now. This is season number three. Woohoo! I fell ill. I had caught a cold, and you can kind of still hear that I'm congested a little bit, but I told myself, get back in the sack. You have hit the reset button. And the one thing that I have learned is that your body reacts to your mind. So my mind is telling me, get up, get moving, push forward. And I wanted to talk to you about how I have been hitting the reset button on my life. All my podcasts will be on how I hit the reset button. And it is in your control to hit the reset button. At the end of the day, you have to live your life day by day, moment by moment, minute by minute, hour by hour. However you want to live that, it has to be your mindset that gets you there. So the reason why I'm going to talk about the first reset is mindset, mental health, is that everything around you is driven by your mental health. So the way how I have done that is two ways. Instead of saying I can't do something, I'm asking myself, how can I do it better? Instead of saying that I won't do something, I say I would rather do this. The reason why that is so important is because negative mindset bring about negative results. So how does that look in my life now? Instead of me choosing to argue with someone to plead my case, I rather just live my case and compromise a little bit and pick my battles. Certain things are just not worth the fight. It's not worth the aggravation. And as I am getting older, my patience run thinner for crapola. So mindset. Your body reacts to either negative energy or positive energy surrounding you. Have you ever gotten so upset to where you could feel your face hot, or you can actually feel, they said, your blood boiling, or all of a sudden you get an extreme case of a headache that won't go away? It may come in the back of your eyes. It could be an ocular headache, you know, or you start trembling because the negative energy around you has gotten your level of comfort at a place of uneasiness. I am learning now that you can't let someone have that amount of control over you. You can't let your atmosphere have that amount of control over you. You have to create a space of peace. And no, I'm not saying that you're going to always have peaceful days, but you can create moments of zen within your life. Just taking moments to say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to close my eyes for 10 seconds and think of a vacation or a place that I'd rather be for 10 seconds. And put myself in that space, or not make the person that came to you to tell you about their problems, not make it your problem. Just listen to them and say to yourself, I understand. I hear you. And then let them come up with their reasonings or their ways or their solutions. It's not my job to find a solution for them, but I'm not owning their problem. I can be empathetic. I can be sympathetic, especially if I went through the same thing that they went through. But I don't have to actually be their hero or shero. So I control my mindset a little bit more. And I say to myself, how can I create a space of positivity around me? So the first thing you have to do is I want to actually cleanse my spirituality. So I have started to go into my Bible a little bit more and just look at some of the things and stories that were told, and just pick out pieces in my life where I can be like this person or be like that person, or actually learn when to lean on my Heavenly Father for the things that I cannot control and releasing it. Because your body reacts to the energy that you put within your body and your mindset. So prime example, because I don't plan on talking long. You know, my open diaries are just me giving you me unapologetically and giving you me in the most genuine way possible. So here it is. So I was in a situation and I felt uneasy. And I said to myself, goodness gracious, but it bothered me and it ached at me and it gnawed at me for quite some time. And then because my negative energy was just really, or the negativity was around me, I just started to have like these little bumps all over my face. And I was like, why am I getting all these bumps? Not realizing that they possibly could be connected. So how does one go past that? So I knew I hadn't changed my soap. I knew I hadn't changed my beauty regimen. I knew I had still used the same cleansers that's been keeping my skin flawless and cute. I mean, I am going through some challenges because as you get older, your body gets drier. You have to find oils and things that work for you. So I was like, I haven't changed anything. But what I was doing was stressing mentally about that situation. And so I said to myself, not realizing it had anything to do with my skin or that it was having an effect on my body, I had chose to let that situation go. I said, you know what? I'm tired of thinking of this situation. I'm tired of feeling some feelings about this situation. And I said, this is something I can't control. Let it go. And then after a while, I'm still doing my same beauty regimen, still doing everything that I normally would do. And my face began to clear up. My body was reacting to my mentality. And it was reacting to the negative energy. So my body started telling me, hey, you're stressing. Listen to me. You're making things happen that normally don't happen. And then I realized that the first thing I wanted to and will always continue to do is hit the reset button on my mental state. I want to make sure that I keep myself in a positive zone. However that looks like for you, do it. Feel it and embrace it. If you have a negative energy around you, you have the choice to either absorb that negative energy or to let it repel off your body just like anything does if it's not supposed to be absorbed. It will repel, it will roll off, it will keep going to where it's supposed to go as long as it don't go to you. And there's always times where you have to fix a situation. But how you choose to fix that situation is entirely up to you. You control that narrative. So resetting on mental issues and mentality and your mental state of mind is my first reset. I have been so extremely happy with the fact that I'm growing within my spirit. I'm growing within my personality. I'm getting to know me a lot better. And I encourage you to get to know yourself a lot better. So for me, that means taking my walks. That means going to the beach. That means I have actually learned to eat dinner by myself and just think about things that I really want to do. And I have learned to slow down. Every thought, every thing that you go through doesn't have to be solved right away. Sometimes you just have to let things roll. And how my dad always say, let the chips fall where they may. With that, I hope I have inspired you to hit the reset on your mental state and on your mental health is very important. It starts with you. Don't let your mental health become more than what you need it to be. Like, don't let it overtake you. Try and take more control over it. Get sleep, drink lots of water, and I promise you, you'll start to feel a lot better. Let go of the things that you cannot control. It is what it is. And I encourage you to stay positive. So whatever that looks like for you, stay positive. This has been Open Diary with Johanna. I hope you have enjoyed, and I will see you on the next go-round. Thank you.